Hey guys, welcome to episode 1 of the Scaring Jesus podcast, where I'm going to be reviewing horror movies and other forms of art within the horror genre through a Christian worldview. As a Christian myself, I have long wondered if I was wrong for enjoying movies in the horror genre. Growing up, I was never one to get a kick out of watching the most gory, R-rated, demonic-themed films out there. However, these days I do find myself gravitating a lot towards these films. Maybe it's because I was raised on films like The Exorcist and your classic monster movies, or my personal favorite horror film of all time, John Carpenter's Halloween. I just love the thrill that I get, the excitement I get out of watching horror movies. I appreciate the art form. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts as I explore and review horror movies as a Christian. Am I wrong for loving these films? Am I a hypocrite? Am I scaring Jesus, as some other Christians might think? I want to know what you think. So as you listen to these episodes, feel free to reach out. Give me your thoughts. I'd love to have a dialogue. I think at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is to be able to discuss these movies and these beliefs and have great dialogues with each other. So I really do welcome that. I watch horror movies on a pretty regular basis. If you were to ask me my favorite movie genre, I would have to say horror. Horror, I feel, is a vast umbrella for multiple subgenres. You have your slashers, your supernaturals, your monster movies, possession movies, your thrillers, your body horror, your cosmic horror, like the Lovecraft movies. The list really does go on and on. And at the end of the day, I stand by the fact that horror movies are just downright cool entertainment. Though, of course, there are a number of movies in that genre that are just pure shit shows from a cinematic perspective. For every great horror, I mean, you have 100 horrible horror movies. B-side horror, though, that's a fun time right there. But I do stand by that. I think horror movies are such a fun art form to be able to enjoy. There is a popular phrase that comes up in these discussions among Christians specifically. The phrase is that we are called to be in the world but not of it. And this means, for those of you who may not subscribe to a Christian worldview, this means that we are called to Christ, but need not be overly concerned with enjoying what the world has to offer, unless or until it would draw us away from Christ. We put our hope and faith in Christ, in his promise to create and strengthen us through faith and through his word and the sacraments. An excerpt from a good article from First Things by Martin Luther reads, "God does not save those who are only imaginary sinners. Be a sinner and let your sins be strong, but let your trust in Christ be stronger. And rejoice in Christ, who is the victor over sin, death, and the world." It is to Christ, not ourselves, that we look for salvation. This is primarily what Luther is saying. He is calling us to be honest about our sin, to recognize its severity, so that we more fully understand our need for Christ. "We will commit sins while we are here," Luther continues, "for this life is not a place where justice resides. We, however," says Peter in 2 Peter 3:13, "are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where justice would reign. It suffices that through God's glory, we have recognized the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world." Now, this is not the podcast to discuss this, but I don't agree with Martin Luther on a lot of things, but I think he makes a really good point here. I do not believe that my love for horror movies draws me away from Christ. The day I find that they do, I hope I would be given the grace to make the moves to distance myself from such films. But as of today, I do not believe that this is the case. So yeah, I really do enjoy horror films. They tend to deal with the subjects of good and evil. God made us to explore the unknown, and horror films appeal to this part of our nature, I believe. Horror, therefore, I believe, is the most Christian of genres. It deals with issues of good and evil in very stark terms, and no one really bats an eyelash if a horror movie has angels and demons in it. So just kind of food for thought there. So should a Christian watch horror movies? That's really what I'm seeking to answer in this introductory episode. Well, while I don't subscribe often to the idea of following one's conscience no matter what, I have to say that for me, that is what this comes down to. Movies are a powerful medium, and they have a profound impact on culture. Of course, many movies these days, including those outside the horror genre, are either completely antithetical to Christian values, or at the very least are at odds with God's standard of holiness. As for most horror movies, their entertainment value often lies in their ability to titillate our youthful desire to be scared witless. This means by which movie makers attempt to shock us usually involves an abundance of carnage and bloodshed. The problem can be, I admit, that it takes more and more to shock seared consciences these days, which means the level of depravity is continually on the rise to accommodate our increasing desensitization to hardcore gore and evil. All things considered, I understand why some Christians would likely find it difficult to enjoy the majority of today's horror movies. Now, notwithstanding the above, there are some Christian movie makers who actually produce horror movies, albeit not the bloodlettings referred to above, but still. Realizing that evil is a very real part of our existence on Earth, these movie makers feel it is not only possible, but their responsibility to make a horror movie that accurately depicts the realities of the dark forces of evil with which Christians constantly struggle. Certainly, if such a movie could help the audience appreciate the depth of our worldly struggle between good and evil, then such a movie could indeed be congruent with the Christian paradigm. One of my favorite horror movies was 2015's The Witch, directed by Robert Eggers. The Witch tells the story of a Puritan family on a desolate frontier farm trying to come to terms with the disappearance of their newborn baby. In the paranoid atmosphere that led to the witch trials in Salem, suspicion naturally falls on witchcraft, and after a while, the suspicion lands on the family's eldest daughter. I believe her name is Thomason, but you might have to correct me on that. I don't have that in front of me. Much like the Crucible, The Witch shows the devastating results of suspicion and fear, but unlike The Crucible, the spiritual elements here are portrayed with far more ambiguity. Many horror aficionados have felt a little cheated by the lack of proper scares in The Witch, as this is a film that focuses more on creating a persistently unsettling atmosphere rather than outright terror. Robert Eggers, directing his debut film, knows exactly how to sustain this pervasive sense of unease, often holding wide shots for a long time to play on the imagination of the audience. The haze and gloom created by using these natural lightings make some of the film's more upsetting images look a little more like a disturbing painting. Many accomplished direction is matched by the screenplay, also written by Eggers. Running throughout The Witch is a strong religious undercurrent that plays like a version of the Book of Job, except with even less answers. By keeping the spiritual elements reasonably ambiguous, a scene of possession in the movie can be read in several different ways. Eggers turns The Witch into a fable that warns its audiences about the results of legalism. Scripture is read out in the movie, debated, and used as a form of defense when evil forces appear to be closing in, yet it's also misused with an overbearing father losing sight of all the compassion as he tries to control his family, damaging them irreparably. To try and pick apart the moral of the story, and I do believe there is one, would honestly be to ruin part of the thrill of watching The Witch unfold. But needless to say, it is a painfully timely message. The Witch, I believe, is an undeniably effective movie, but an important question does remain while watching it. Why does cinema need to be so dark to convey such messages? Many Christians will also have a spiritual concern when watching films that are preoccupied with the occult. When you believe that the devil does exist, such stories take on a discomforting element of reality. I wonder, however, if such an aversion to darkness in art is a recent development and part of a modern squeamishness that results in a detachment from spiritual warfare. In our relatively comfortable existences, confronting darkness is unpleasant and we feel sometimes unnecessary. This clearly wasn't a problem for Michelangelo, for instance, when he painted the distorted, writhing figures descending into hell on the wall of the Sistine Chapel. Similarly, if Dante's Inferno were published today, it'd likely be denounced in certain quarters. Religious art has a long history of using darkness to make the light seem brighter, possibly taking its cue from the Bible as it does so. Whether it's in the imprecatory Psalms, disturbing apocalyptic images, or prophetic pronouncements against entire nations, there are passages in the Bible that are almost relentlessly bleak. The Bible is unafraid of showing the worst of humanity. And now, the movie The Witch is not Dante or Michelangelo, and it certainly isn't positioning itself as religious art or something sacred, yet sometimes it might be a fruitful experience to confront and engage with darkness and find the truth that it contains. So should Christians watch horror cinema? Well, as with many questions that start with should Christians, the answer, in my humble opinion, if your conscience allows it. Okay, guys, most of my episodes are going to be a little more laid back as I straight up review horror movies or horror books in light of my Christian worldview. So please continue to listen if you think this would be interesting to you. As of right now, I am taking this week by week, so I don't know what I'll be reviewing for my second episode, but maybe it'll be The Witch, since I already mentioned it in this introductory episode. I don't know. Until then, and until I find a clever way to end these episodes, thanks for listening.